In a hidden world underneath London, an army of 4,000 workers is attempting to build the biggest sewer in Britain's history. 7 meters wide and 20 miles long, the enormous tunnel will run directly beneath the River Thames. The £5 billion tunnel is urgently needed. London has produced more than 1 million tons of raw sewage every day, and the city's sewers, built in the 1860s, are struggling to cope. With the Victorian tunnels at bursting point, 39 million tons of toxic sewage is overflowing into the Thames every year. If successful, the new super sewer will capture this waste and transfer it to Europe's largest treatment works in the east of the city. But not everyone is impressed with the plans. Yet the ambitious 13-year build is already underway, and construction has reached a crucial stage. For the last 3 years, our cameras have been following workers across the capital as they race to build the first stage of the enormous tunnel on time and on budget, and save London from drowning in its own waste. This is the inside story of London's super sewer. The first major upgrade of the capital's sewer system since the Victorian era has reached a critical stage. It's February 2018, and after 2 years of digging shafts to allow engineers to get deep under London, the team are finally about to start tunnelling. The main 16-mile stretch of the sewer will run from west to east London, with 4 tunnelling machines each tackling a section of the route. 2 of the tunnel boring machines, known as TBMs, will be launched from a riverside site in Battersea. As the only site with machines heading both east and west, it's the most strategically important site on the project.